This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. French President Emmanuel Macron is ordering a nighttime curfew for Paris and eight other French cities to contain the spread of COVID-19 after daily new infection rates reached alarming record levels. In a televised interview, Macron says residents of those cities, which combined are home to close to a third of the French population, will not be allowed to be outdoors between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. beginning Saturday. Meanwhile, countries across Europe are scrambling to avoid another round of total lockdowns. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins has more.
From France to Spain to England, all across the continent, Europe is facing a nightmare scenario, battling a resurgence of COVID-19 before the onset of winter. New COVID-19 infections are hitting about 100,000 a day across Europe. That far eclipses the daily new infection rate in the U.S. of about 51,000. Europe is now responsible for about a third of all global new cases. But the resurgent virus isn't limited to Europe. 22 American states set records for increases in new cases so far this month.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's 14-year-old son, Barron, tested positive for COVID-19, but exhibited no symptoms after both of his parents contracted the virus. First Lady Melania Trump says Barron has since tested negative for the virus. Thai riot police cleared thousands of protesters from outside the prime minister's office early on Thursday as an emergency decree banned large gatherings and the publication of sensitive news in the face of escalating protests. For more of today's biggest news stories, please go to voanews.com and also keep track of the U.S. election. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for cooperation between leaders to end fierce clashes over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region in Azerbaijan. The Kremlin says he made the comment during a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. A vote is expected Thursday on President Trump's nomination for the U.S. Supreme Court. At the end of Supreme Court Justice-designate Amy Coney Barrett's third day of confirmation hearings, Republican Lindsey Graham said Barrett was impressive.
I think you have met every test that any reasonable person could impose in terms of qualifications. I think you made every test in terms of disposition and character that the public could hope for in terms of having somebody sit at the table at the Supreme Court.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin took time to thank Graham for the way he conducted the hearings.
Thank you for your fairness in this hearing. I heard no objection, nor will I, about the way you've conducted this. You've given everyone a chance to express themselves. You've been a little flexible on the time, and I thank you for that. It is a hallmark of what you've brought to this committee, and I hope it continues through the remainder of this negotiation and deliberation.
Barrett, a conservative federal appellate judge, is President Trump's third selection for a lifetime job on the U.S. Supreme Court. Fewer than 3 weeks before the election, President Trump is trying to shore up support from constituencies he thought he already had secured. AP Sagar Magani reports.
In the morning, the president virtually addressed business leaders via the Economic Club of New York. Seeming surprised, some are even thinking about supporting Joe Biden's economic views, which he says will crush the economy.
I don't understand how you can be backing such policies, but you're wrong. I can only assume it's habit.
That was hours before the president left for Iowa, which he easily won 4 years ago, but where Biden's making a push. Biden had no public events today, unusual so close to the election. They'll both appear in dueling televised town halls tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made clear the U.S. is strengthening its ties with Saudi Arabia, announcing plans to build a new U.S. embassy in the capital, Riyadh. Pompeo on Wednesday welcomed the Saudi foreign minister to the State Department for the start of a strategic dialogue. Pompeo is also encouraging Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel in what would be a huge boost for the Jewish state amid normalization by two other Gulf Arab kingdoms. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.